Better than expected numbers on jobs. I'm Chris Foster, Fox News. Let's get the monthly job numbers now. Just released by the Labor Department. Here's Fox's Lillian Wu.
Well, Chris, Dow futures are deepening losses, actually, after that May jobs report out a short while ago showed job growth is slowing slightly, but still strong, with 390,000 jobs created last month, far stronger than the 325,000 expected. It does, however, snap that record-breaking streak of 12 straight months during which job growth had topped 400,000 a month. The unemployment rate came in at 3.6%. Chris?
William, thanks. President Biden, in an evening address from the White House, tells Congress, do something about gun violence.
If Congress won't pass an assault weapons ban, President Biden says,
we must at least raise the age to be able to purchase one to 21.
In an evening address at the White House, the president grew emotional, referencing last week's elementary school shooting in Texas and recent mass shootings in Oklahoma and New York.
There are too many other schools, too many other everyday places that have become killing fields.
A bipartisan group of several senators is working behind closed doors on a potential framework, legislation that could focus on mental health and background checks and school security funding. At the White House, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
The National Rifle Association, in a statement, says the president's proposals will just infringe on the rights of law-abiding Americans who have never and will never commit a crime. The remnants of Hurricane Agatha in the Pacific could become Tropical Storm Alex.
A tropical disturbance making its way towards Florida will likely strengthen before making landfall this weekend. Heavy rain will fall over portions of central and south Florida, including the Keys, through Saturday, with lingering rain and some storms on Sunday. Flash flooding will be the biggest risk for this region.
That's Fox meteorologist Janice Dean. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
Florida's Republican Governor Ron DeSantis vetoes $35 million in spending for a potential spring training home for the Tampa Bay Rays. Outkick Media, owned by Fox, reports it's because the team used its social media feeds to publish facts about gun violence after the mass shootings in New York and Texas. NASA wants to know what Americans think about a mission to Mars.
NASA's Artemis project is expected to return U.S. astronauts to the lunar surface in 2025. Beyond the moon is Mars, and that's where NASA wants to put a person next. And today is the last day for you to offer an opinion on how it should be done. Public comment on a Mars mission ends today. NASA's website has the information on how to submit. The goal for this commenting period was for NASA to get ideas and gauge interest from the private sector. A Mars mission with humans wouldn't happen until at least the 2030s. Eben Brown, Fox News.
An autonomous taxi service gets the green light in San Francisco.
State regulators have given permission to the company to begin charging passengers for driverless rides. The decision will make Cruise, a firm controlled by General Motors, the first fully driverless ride-hailing service in California. It will initially transport passengers in less congested parts of the city late at night. Google spinoff Waymo has been offering a robotic taxi service in the Phoenix area since October 2020. Tom Rigotti, Fox News.
It's National Donut Day.
Stop into Krispy Kreme to score a free donut of your choice with no purchase necessary. If your loyalty lies with rival Dunkin', a free donut is up for grabs with the purchase of any beverage. One day to celebrate is not enough for Lamar's Donuts. Post a photo showing how you enjoy your donut with the hashtag HowIDonut for a chance to win free ones for a year. And in tribute to an animated ambassador,
Donuts.
Voodoo Donuts, serving up strawberry frosted donuts with sprinkles, appropriately named Homer's, for a buck.
Fox's Steve Rappaport again, our top story. 390,000 jobs created last month. The unemployment rate flat at 3.6%. I'm Chris Foster, Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
Hey there, it's me, Kennedy. Make sure to check out my podcast, Kennedy Saves the World. It is 5 days a week, every week. Download and listen at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your favorite podcast.